Let's talk about the diligence timeframe. 30 days is, you know, on the slide, it says generally 30 to 90 days. I would say 30 is more the norm. You know, the shorter end of this is more the norm than the later. So that's the timeframe that a buyer will have to conduct its title diligence. Usually, about 1 to 2 weeks after the diligence, the deal will close. So you'll sign the agreement, the contract, the purchase contract. You'll be then allotted a certain time to perform your title examination. And then after the title examination is completed, there'll generally be about 1 to 2 weeks, you know, I'd say 7 to 10 days before the deal will close. It is generally prudent to do a small amount of pre-execution diligence before you sign. You don't want to go into this completely cold, notwithstanding that you will be negotiating a contract that kind of outlines the rules and procedures for asserting defects and therefore getting, you know, having the opportunity to get money off the purchase price and even further, maybe having a right to kill the deal. But you probably will want to have some, on the buy side, have some kind of idea what the title will look like. And, you know, sellers generally don't want to let the buyer see any of its title materials before a deal is signed. But that doesn't stop, the conversations between a buyer and seller as to the nature of the seller's records. And, you know, I mean, the seller may, you know, the buyer may be able to glean from that, you know, okay, the seller has title opinions, or the seller only has certain lease reports. We'll talk about all this later in the presentation, but a buyer shouldn't go into this completely cold. The number of assets in the deal will be determinative of how long that time frame is given. You know, for example, if you have a deal and the majority of the value of the deal is simply on, you know, 50 to 100 wells, then you would expect that diligence of 50 to 100 producing wells could be done well within 30 days. If on the other hand, the value is more spread out and, you know, we're talking 1,000 wells or maybe even thousands of wells that a buyer would need to review, a buyer would want and probably generally expect to have more time than just 30 days. And, you know, so the distribution of the allocated value, there's one rule, there's a call the 80-20 rule, where we say that 20% of the assets represents 80% of the value. If that's the case, then you can kind of say, okay, how many wells are there in this deal? Okay, about 20% of that should get us most of the way to confirmation. But in other deals, sometimes it's not as easy as that. And sometimes the distribution of the allocated value is more even. You don't have like really high value properties. They're all just kind of the same value. And in which case you would want more time. And also the status of seller's records. We'll talk about that in a couple of slides. Post-closing diligence is rare. This is a situation where both parties the deal is closed, so the purchase price has been paid or mostly paid, and now the buyer gets its bite of the apple at confirmation of title. Post-closing diligence is rare because it's not really the best way to do this stuff. It's very difficult to unwind if the buyer determines there's a large number of title issues. That's that's going to be frustrating for both the buyer and the seller. Neither party generally wants to unwind a deal, but if there's too much title issues that a buyer asserts, the seller may want to unwind it. And again, that's very difficult. Usually you only see post-closing diligence occur if there's a need to get a deal done really quick. If, hey, we got to close this by, you know, the next 15 days, you know, we're losing all these employees or, you know, some kind of market condition. If that's the case, then, you know, the parties may agree to, okay, let's get the deal done. And then I'm going to do my title. Again, not something that occurs very often. So now let's talk about the records. The buyer is going to want to see,